Gentlemen, I invite before we see Chief's test, I would like to learn Chief's use.
We will go back
to Chief's test. Olav Yoko Levi Laer Haner Mehekon Yiklo Atinike Ulistadir Roshe Aparshiate Bentiv Baseka. We are speaking about that a God is teaching Talmidim, and he's allowed to look Laer Haner Mehekon Yiklo Atinike. From where the Tanaikas should start learning. So he's looking in a sefer, number one. The number two, the Sadeh Roshe HaParshiyes. And he can be Mesadeh, the Rosh, he's teaching Tanaikas Parshiyes, and the Roshe HaParshiyes, he can be Mesadeh Bepiv Basefer. That means he is using the Ne'er, Laer Haner, he's looking in a sefer, Ayin Reishei Sif Yud. He is looking in a sefer, Laer Haner, to see where they're going to start learning from. We could be Mesadeh, the Roshe HaParshiyes, Betuv Basefer. That means the Roshe, the beginning of the Parshis, he could look in the Sefer to be Mesadeh, the Roshe HaParshiyes. So that means he used the Ne'er for two purposes, to see where they're starting to learn from. And if he's unclear in the Rosh HaParshis, he can look in into the Sefer to figure out which the Rosh HaParshis are. The Torah Kol Shal HaParshal Peh. In the rest of the Parsha, he learns Baal Peh. So he's just using, does not go into the Gezeira of Ein Koirin Laer Haner, because he's not learning the whole Parsha Laer Haner. He's just learning part of the Parsha. That means the Rosh HaParshis is looking in and where they're supposed to start. For Rosh HaParshis lav davka the Rosh HaParshal kol sheyedeya HaParsha al peh, if he knows the Parsha al peh, or b'ksas sorich lireis b'sefer shori, that means he's saying over bal peh, he's teaching the Talmidim bal peh, and maybe he gets stuck in a few words he doesn't remember, that he looks into the Sefer, Laer Haner. Shema'acher, she'enoi ma'ayin b'sefer tomit. He's not looking consistently in the Sefer. That means he's just looking in for a word or two, where to start. Islei hekere. So this alone is a heker. And because of this, this will remind him he should not be matter the Ne'er. That means, Chazal also, you're not allowed to be Koire a Sefer Laer Haner. He's learning a Sefer the way he normally learns the Sefer. And by doing this, he's concentrating in what he's learning. And it could very well be that in the middle of the learning, he'll be engrossed in the learning, its illumination will get a little bit diminished. So automatically he'll fix the nail. So Chazal, and that'll bring to Nisar of Avorim. So Chazal asked, Ein Koirin Loir Haner. You're not permitted to learn Loir Haner. But the Rav, he's not Koirin Loir Haner, the Machaber says. He just looks in where to start from. If he's stuck in a word or two, he looks in again. But the Ikel Limud is Balpeh. So this is a heker for him that the Oifen HaLimud is a different Oifen HaLimud, the way he learns the whole week. The whole week when he learns, he's looking in Kaseido. So this is a heker. Loyosi Lahatuye. Yeah. Let us just see a bir halacha for a minute. Kol shayideya, poshitu adinim yideya eiza sugye oi mesechpe ki hai gavne. So the bir halacha says if he knows a sugye or a mesechpe, but he knows it more or less about that, but he'll get stuck in a few and yonim, it was rabbi or rabbi. So then he'll go and look in, so he's permitted to learn. And this oifen in Shabbos, because this is a heker. This is what the Mechaba is saying in Sif Yud. Let us just see. There's no Mishnah Berurah on this. So that's it. So the pashtus of the Lashon of Mechaba means that they were matter. A oifen halimud mitoich hasefer eitzel haner. If the oifen halimud is very different, he's just looking in for small particulars in the sefer, but the ikel limud is balpeh. So this is the heker and this chazal wamata. Now let's go to Steve Tess. Leil Pesach shechal liyos b'Shabbos. What happens if the Seder night is in Shabbos? Mutter likrois hagode b'Sefer. She's allowed to lane the hagode from a Sefer. We have a problem. You're not allowed to be koyre mitoich ha-Sefer. How can we say the hagode malpeh? As you say, the God of Mitoich HaSeich, Misum Da'avi Kain Roshei Perokim. It's also like the Roshei Perokim. We just learned now, Roshei Perokim are permissible. Da'ein Amaoret Sheloi Teishgure Bepri V'Ktas. There isn't an Amaoret that most of the God, he knows about that. And there are some things he'll get stuck. About the Meino Lepara B'Mitzrayim that he knows. We say this about God. That's all Biyot Chazok. But Al Kaponim, more or less, a chelik of the God he knows about them. So Meino, so this is the head of Rosh Perokim. Now, if we will, if the Sif test will be consistent with Sif Yud, so that means we'll ask the Shaila, so, but how do you say the Haggadah? So you say the Haggadah Baal Peh. You're not going to start taking the Haggadah and looking at it in front of you and say, what do you mean? No, no, no. You say the Haggadah Baal Peh, but I don't know the whole thing Baal Peh. So you can look in. Whenever you get stuck, you can look in. You can look in something, but that's how the God that has to be said. That's in L'chayre. Now that we learned Sif Yud, that's how we will understand Sif Tes. Now, let us see the Mishnebrure Sif Kot Yudayin. The Ein Amoretz, that we're saying, there's no Amoretz that doesn't know the Chalokim of the God Baal Peh. It's like a shkura between us. V'im hu amoret shaloi lomad boilom. Ein amoret. Okay, that was the sodius of the Mechaba. But what is if we have an amoret that is a real amoret? He never learned He never learned, he never said the Haggadah. This is the first year he's saying the Haggadah. He knows him, Baruch Hashem. Ve'ein shogel b'tuv klal v'lisido. And he can't, without a Haggadah in front of him, he can't say the Haggadah. He sits down in the kittel he can put on. He comes from the kittel and, now what's next? So, and the only way he can figure out what's next is by looking into the Haggadah. No, it's Shabbos. You can't look into the Haggadah. We have a problem. Ve'ein lo yishum odom sheyimakshayu sheyitein date olam shalayat. So now, the first etzah would be that if there's someone else by the Seder table, the ideal etzah would be tell them, Kindelech, you look at me and you watch me that I shouldn't touch the nail because it's Shabbos. So if that would be the case, so that would be the ideal answer. We just said, we learned before, that ain't koyin lo raner, but if you make a shema to watch you, then it's permissible. But if he doesn't have someone, so now the Mishnah Berurah says one could be mekel mitzvahs agode shumina toira, because we have to weigh our opportunities, what we could do and what we shouldn't do. We have to weigh our priorities. So the Prima Gordon says, in such a case, that Lemaise, we have, it's one of the other. If we're going to be Mekayim, Takonis Chazal Ein Toirin Loir Aner, he can start by Meitzi Matze. There won't be a Hagodah by him. And that's a Zeir Darabonon. But this person will be Mevato, a mitzvah Sase de Reis of Igato Levincho. So Memele, so the Mishnah Berurah brings him the Prima Godem, that if these are, this is our Shilas, should he say the Haggadah? And to say in such a case, Chazal were not Machmel, that means they wavered the Gzeira of Ein Koyrin, because in order to be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Igata Levinche, or they said no, that you're not allowed to. So the Prima Gordon says, Mesomer Chazal wavered the Issa of Ein Koyrin Leiraner, in order you should be Mekayim the mitzvah derais of Igata Levinche. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So Kan Shoyel Aben, if we have a Mishnah Berurah that says that Lamaisa, you don't know anything, Lamaisa, the din is you can lay the Haggadah. I mean, we have a Chof and we're going to lay the Haggadah. So why did the Mechaba didn't say this? The Mechaba says, you're allowed to lay the Haggadah because it's Rosh Hashim. The person that doesn't know about that. I mean, it's Lamaisa. You don't need this hetter. The Prima Gordon was matter of the law. He's learning every word in Mitoich HaGodah. It's matter. So why did the Mechaba was not matter so much? So L'chaire, it could be, it's Noigeya, the second chelik of the HaGodah. And the Chadganya, and the Echad Miyadeya, and those. And that's not the mitzvah of HaGodah. It could be Halal is also not the Reis and the mitzvah already. Maybe yes, maybe Shainim Olam Dvorim Harbe, we say Halal, but I'll compone him. When the minute we stop the Reises, we finish with the Reises, according to the Prima Gordon, when he'll ask a Shaila, now what's with Chad Gadya, what's with Echad Miyadeya? They tell him, Rabbi, you shut the Haggadah and finished. We won't be matter to say, Echad Miyadeya, Mitoi Chaner. This is not a Reise. We only were matter, the Reise, we wavered the Isser of and Kairin Loir Anel. So that's what the Mechaber is speaking about. But the Mechaber said, you can learn the whole Agoda, because Ein Lecho Amoretz knows most of the Agoda, so most of the Chagadi he also knows. He can get stuck a little bit in Rosh Hashanah, but on Kaponim, so the head of the Mechaber is Negeya, and the Chagadi and Echad Meyedeya. That's the head of the Mechaber. The Mishnah says, but if you have an Amoretz Gomor, so we don't have the head of the Mechaber, so al kaponim the chelek agoda, which is a deraisa, we will be matam. Now, let's see the next Mishnah Berurah, and then we're going to see Meredik Echidushim. Now, what does the Mechaber say? There is no one, Dain Amorishodei Shigura Befiv Ksas, the Haggadah. Everyone knows something of the Haggadah. Now, Umitamzeh, so now we got that if a person has a knowledge of Ksas, Umitamzeh, Yesh Lahata Lamashkim Bishabbos Leveis HaKnesses. A person wakes up early in the morning and he goes to shul and it's dark. So he can daven loir haner. But he should tvile ushal dvorim shuhu oimer. The tefillah, what he says, Vada ishkurim bepiv, Yoysa min agoda bepesach, he knows better the tefillah. Avalil meit sham, he woke up early, and it's dark in shul, and he wants to learn something, also, kivin shitzorhiyan, that nidiyan. But to daven, O mispalo loir haner hadoilik sham miboidyom. He could daven loir haner hadoilik sham. Now, this Mishnah Berurah would seem that he takes a siddur and he davens loir haner. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is learning. From that, just as Haggadah, you're allowed to say Haggadah. So, mispalo. So here the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mispala loir haner hadolik sham miboidyo. So we have the same Mishnah Berurah before in Sifkoten Tes. The Mishnah Berurah says, Avoshar, the piyutim you're not allowed to say, Avoshar atfile, muta likrois besidra loir haner, matam shetfile mitsuye befikel, everyone knows more or less how to daven, vein tzorech iyun rav, it doesn't need too much iyun, vavik meroshi parshi isha besipyut. Now here the Mishnah Berurah says, Mutter likreis besidda loir haner. So Behemison, in this show they bring down, this is a suffix, and it's very, very interesting. It's a suffix, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is mesupik. There's another svar over here, which the Mechaber did not say this svar. There's a svar that since someone knows more or less most of it by prayer, so this doesn't need concentration. She can daven the whole thing. That means the Chazal only asked something that needs concentration. You're learning something, you don't know it, you have to concentrate. So since he's concentrating, he might forget that it's Shabbos and he'll be matter than there. But davening, which doesn't need too much concentration, because more or less he knows most of the davening. You'll have to look into the siddur, and that is not the lotion of the Mechaber. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings down this amachlokes ha-poiskim in this. The Mechaber himself answered, but there's other poiskim, that Mechaber was only mekel, it's only say Lashim Loshen Parsh, you're allowed to look in. The rest you say Malpeh, and that is the Hekel, and that is the Das of Mechaba, and that is the Das of some Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah, it's very interesting, he didn't go into this, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to be Mekel, and he's saying there's a different Lomdis. If you know most of it Malpeh, you don't need concentration, so you can have it from a Siddur. So according to the Mishnah Berurah by Agoda, you can say the whole Agoda from the Agoda. Since you know most of it, so it doesn't need a concentration. So, Mamela, this can be said, we take a sefer. Let us see. Let's go also backwards. Let's start Sifyud Beis, and then we'll learn Sifyud Aleph. Shamish She'enai Kavua. You have a shamish that's he's not the regular shamish. He's not the regular waiter. You got someone that's new to the job, and he comes to Leo Shabbos, and they tell him he should set the table with the Shabbos looking places. I mean, the Shabbos looking plates. Now, he's not too bulky in the cases and the plates. Also, I leave the cases occurs loil haner. He is not, now he has a job in front of him. He has to set the table with the Shabbos ticket cases, not the weekday cases, the Shabbos ticket silverware. And these things, he's new to the job. And he knows the Shabbos ticket cases as a pattern, this, et cetera. But I'll component, it's pretty dark here. So each case, this is a new job. He has to go to the Oir HaNer and study each case of the Shabbos thinkers, the Zvachim thinkers. It's so Shabbos she'enei kavua also leiv the cases of Torahs Oir HaNer v'imnei she'enei makirom. He doesn't recognize them offhand. Bein b'ner shemen zayis, tzai v'tanerem shemen zayis. Because since this needs concentration, he's going to, now the Nair's going to get dim, and they're calling everybody from the dining room, no, where's the rest of the cases? Now he has to find out. So if the Nair gets dim, he's going to be matter the Nair to make sure he should find the right cases. Bein b'ner shemen zayis, which bechlal is not such a strong illumination, and it dims as it burns. So there is zicha achshash of shemayate. Vein b'ner shel neft. Neft is a different type of a fuel. Perish means zefes. The love on the mishabur is meichik b'reichera. It's a type of a pitch. That's that burns. Sha'oirei Rav. That this is a very bright illumination. So that means, so by Zephes, Neft, I would think that here there's no Gzeire, because since it's a bright light and it lasts longer. So I would think that they weren't grazer by a ner shel neft. Havoblikain, if he's a shamish sheine kavua, so the mechaba holds the asot. So let's see the Ramor. V'yesh matirin b'shal neft. Others are matir the Ramah b'shal neft. Afilu b'shamish she'enei kavua, even a shamish she'enei kavua. Because here, since by this light, it's a very bright light, and so there is less of a chash that will have to be matir. Some amelas, others were matir by neft. Amo. Now let's go back to the Mechaba, who asked everything. Asilu nefti yasev, Amo shamish kavua, mutaloi livdoik ma'oir haner kreises. Amo shamish kavua, that he's already rogel, he knows already which spices are used and which dishes are used. So he's permitted to be made the Kalayan and their cases. He doesn't need too much concentration. So by him, it's mutter. Now, let us see the vial, the Mishnah Berurah, and that what we learned till now. Livdike. Let's say, Lema, Livdike, Kaisis, Adaimim, Zelazet. To be Moedic, the Kaisis, which are similar, the Leda, Ezemem, Lenichan, Ala Shulchan, which one to put, the he's the Shamish, he has to set the table. And now he has to be Moedic them, which ones to put on the table. The Shamish, She'ene Kavua, Eine Makiram. He doesn't recognize them readily. So each glass he has to study. This is a Shabbos thinking glass, this is a Mochen thinking glass. Al Kain Chashin and Shemayaka, by a Shabbos, Shaina Kavuam, it needs a lot of Iyun, Chashin and Shemayaka. So the first Mahalach is that the Bedika is on the style. Is it a Shabbos the Kekais? Is it a Mochen the Kekais? And again, Hashem Hashem the Kavua is not fully acquainted in the Kaisis. That's one shot. Varan Kosav, the Ran said a different Mahalach. Shabdike Lirais im Heim Nikiyim. That he has to be Boydik, he's putting out Kaisa's glasses and dishes on the table. Not all of them were clean. Now he's putting them out and people are going to eat from them. So he has to be boidic if they're clean or not. For Shamish Kavuv Neshu Boki Bem Mikva, they basically ain't inoki kolkacha. If a person is the steady Shamish, who hop right away, this is not a clean Kaisa, this is a clean Kaisa. So, but the Shamish ain't kavua, he has to study each place. So it says, and he is not permitted to use even a ner shel nef, sha'irei rav, but Salema, aval pi sha'irei rav, avalochi chesine shemayate, kivin shu shamish ain't kavua. And the Ramah is brings down Poiskim that holds Neftes Mutter, Taima de la Toile Hashina, Lefisha Irei Rav, Vlei Tzorich Lazer. So he doesn't need, he won't need Hatoya. He won't need Hatoya because it's very light. The light from Neft is very light, so we don't. There's no need of a toya. L'shema yistapek, he might come and use the shem, and we'll see later, like Hashine, b'shem demois, b'shem advice, m'shar shman, v'kul alma also. Fine. This we'll see later. It's also for a shamashen a kibur. L'shat tzorech, yeshlis mechal deyazu. If it's Hashem Hashem Nekavu and Yevaner Shal Nefti, can be rely on the Ramah, Kechein Das Ahal Bereshein, Chinkos Mesefer Shulchan Atzei Shittim. And we'll get out to the Ramah. So the Ramah brought down Mekilim by Hashem Hashem Nekavu B'Shemen B'Neft, Ner Shal Neft. And the Mechaber Asers, Abo Hashem Hashem Nekavu, Mutu Loi Livdoik, L'oir ha'ner shel neft, v'nishar shmonim ayim b'bir alochem. Okay, we'll see that this is dependent on later. Now, let us go back to, so what did we learn in Sif Yud Beis? We learned in Sif Yud Beis that a shamish sha'inei kavua is not permitted to be boidik Kaisais and Kaorais La'ir Aner because Shemayate Neshamish Kavua, there's no Shash because he's Boki, so it doesn't need too much concentration. Now, let's go to Sifri Dalek. Kalim Adomim Zelozef. Kalim over here means Begodim. Vitzorich Iyun Lahavhin Beneyim. And you have to be Ma'ayim to be Mavhin, which suit you want. Also, Lebotum Loir Haner. You're not allowed to be Boydikus Loir Haner. Also the same thing. You're going to take the two suits Loir Haner and you try to differentiate. You have Shemoyate. Vafilu Lahavhin Ben Godom Lebigdei Ishtoi Im Hengdeimim also Livdek. If you have Begodim, let's say there was a robe or a gown, they both wore a gown which was similar, he has to be Boydik. So it's also Livdek, you're not allowed to be Boydik. Now, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, let us just see a Bir Aloche. Now, here it says, you're not allowed to be Boydik Begodim, Loi Haner Shemayaka. So let us just see the Bir Aloche. We see Masa Paiske Mashme, the Bezele Mefalginen, there's no difference being Bidikli Shamish Kevue, Laene Kevue. A person, he has a servant that each week he sends him, bring me my Shabbos suit, or dos, the one with the stripes. There's no difference. Kmoilini Bidikas Krisis, we learned, it matters who the person is that's differentiating. Afilei de'atzmai is also also. So this is a problem. We have here a problem. What is the difference between Sif Yud Beis and Sif Yud Aleph? Sif Yud Beis, we said to be binding the crisis, it matters. If you're a Shamish Eni Kavua, there's a problem. If you're a Shamish Kavua, there's no problem. And Sif Yud Aleph, we're talking about the Godim to be binding, which begins, where it's also, period. You don't say Chilik, a Shamish Kavua, the only, there's no difference. So, we'll just say, what the Bir Aloche answers, he says, two terutzim on this kasha. One terutz, he says, and we had already learned this more, that really by crisis, they also should have been machmel. Because take was a shash of Shemayate. But the bedika was, are the crisis clean or dirty? That was the bedika. That was one mahalach in the Ram. Now, if we will not be matters to be boydik, so it can come out, they'll be eating the Shabbos Sudha from an unclean kais, and which is not very advisable and healthy. So, Mamele, that is why Chazal were makled by crisis. If you're Shamish Kavua. But they also took into consideration that this is very necessary. If it's not clean, you can eat a Suda from unclean plates and unclean places. That could be detrimental to your health and other things. So therefore, there they were makel. But by clothing, forget about it. They weren't matter. That's one mahalach. And there's a second mahalach that the Rambam says, he was speaking about by this clothing you need iyun rav. It's different than crisis. Crisis, you don't need so much concentration. Here you need iyun rav. Now we will see the Mishnah Berurah. Vitzorich yutes, vitzorich iyun, the Rambam is vitzorich iyun rav. The Rambam wanted to forever the difference between begodim and kaisis, that he says these begodim need a tremendous amount of concentration, and then they were machma, and by kaisis you don't need so much concentration. Why be bir aloche? Yes, lisma chazel, lifnei ner shel shabba vachelo. So we have a machloikis. So if it's not iyun rav, according to the Ran, that says it's, they were only make lost cleanliness, it should be also, I feel by begodim also. So it's not iyun rav. So he wants to say, if you have a ner shel shabba vachelo, Wir haben Kindle, der Malabach hier ist mit Kiel, mit Nabes im Kotten, Ballad, so then we could be Mekel and be Seimach and Prometheus. We can be Seimach on the Sheikis that a Kindle is Mechlau, no Israel. We can be Seimach on the Rambam, that it's only also we need Ian Rav, and if it's not Ian Rav, it's similar to crisis, which is mutam. Now let us finish Sif Yud Beis. Vimoya Neir Shel Shemen Zayis. That's the end of Sif Yud Beis. If the Neir was a Neir of Shemen, not Neft, it was Neir of Shemen Zayis, Ein Morin Loi Livdoik, if he will ask, if the Shamish Kavua will ask us, can I be Boydik? I will not tell him be Boydik. Vavo Pishil Mutter, that means, Be'etzem, there's no Gzeira of Shema Yate, of Gzeira Shema Yistapek Mimeno. That means, when a person gets very close to a Ne'er, Shel Shemen, it's tempting. He might take some of the Shemen and take it out of the Ne'er and use it for his eggs and syphilis, whatever it is, some emelim. So, al shema yata, there's no gzeirim, but there's a gzeirim shema yisaprik mimeno. Let us just see the Mishnah Berurim. We have before, she'ein no tzorach iyun, v'af agam dafilu l'hafchim im godom l'bidei ishtay osru, ochitiru mishum nekiyas, this is one mahalach, we mentioned before, ein moirin ratzoloy min bolach v'nein no lishoyl, v'leskos, can I be boidik b'shemen, b'ner shal shemen, ein moirin l'chatchilet, v'imosam atzma ein moichin b'yodim, v'u not stop him. The Shema Yistapik. Fa'afal Gavdolinyin Hadloke Lo Yosru Mishum Zeh. Person is allowed. This is a new Gzeirim. That he might come and help himself and takes out from the Ne'er some of the Shemen for his own private use. Shani Hoche Deidei Zeh Shum Yiskarim L'Ne'er B'Yoysa Livdai Chashin and Tveit. Here he's very close to the Ne'er. He's been Boidik Likaisis. So here Chazal were afraid that he might take some of the Shemen for himself. So we will not tell him to be Boidik with the Shemen, with an Ne'er Shel Shemen, but if he does so, we will not be Moish. Now we will finish the seat. V'nogu l'chasei saktanim shloyiu arumim b'fnei ha'neiris. That now we're speaking mishum b'zoi mitzvah b'chein kosa b'rikeach. That the Ne'eris Shel Shabbos have a kedusha, and therefore one should make sure that the ktanim are properly covered. They shouldn't be harumim in front of the neiris, because this is a bezoin of the neiris. Bizui mitzvim. Koshe yes akashin de malavochi osa mishum sakona dosu lede nichpem. The Gemara says in Masechtos Psochim, if one is not dressed in front of a neir, it can bring to a machle of nichme, of epilepsy. Kedisa b'psochim, nir lechalik ben kotl legodol, it matters. By a godol, there's such a sakone, by a kotl, there's no sakone. But a kaponim, there is an isa al sabizu mitzvah. And I'd just like to mention two things they bring down from the Chutshani, from a Nissen Kerelet. This union of Bizei Mitzvah does not only apply to the Neiris that they made a brocha on. That means the Isha makes a brocha on the Neir Shabbos. Fine, that's. But then, Bizman Chazal, there were Neiris all over the house that illuminated the house, as Shalom Bayis. So all these things have a din of Neir Shabbos. And there's an issa of Bizei Mitzvah. That's one thing that the Chutshani says. So we have to know Bizmaneinu, if we put on electric lights all over the house. I mean, this is also Das ist näher Mitzvah, ich meine, so, ich meine, der Bruch an, ich meine, der Bruch an, der näher ist, but all this is näher Shabbos, that is. So, lechere, there should be, union of busy Mitzvah, number one. But number two, he says, he's talking about the näher is of the Gemara speaking about, he says, if one has to diaper a child, so one should diaper the child, he should block the light with his back, and so it shouldn't be directly in front of the nail. Now, let us start. No, we'll stop over here.
No.